I could invite the communion gentlemen to join me at the Lord's table.
I realized in the moving of time, I can no longer put the hymnal on the Lord's table to read the words, so I'm going to have to work on this. It happens to all of us. Let me offer you the opportunity to join us in the Liturgy of Communion. And if you want to follow along, we'll start at the top of page 9. Just a quick note of mechanics so that you're not bamboozled when it happens. What happens after we consecrate the elements, and these elements are bread and grape juice, we will invite you to come forward. The ushers will release aisle by aisle. As your pew is called, if you come forward, there will be two stations. We will rip off a chunk of bread and hand it to you. The gentleman on the outside then will have a tray, which will have small cups of grape juice. If you want to enjoy those, the cups go into the baskets as you leave the center of the aisle. There will be ushers on either side to take any monetary donations. We are good Methodists. We will take a collection. You're welcome to leave a donation there. And then you're free to go back to your pew or to come to the communion rail to pray. It's up to you. But the table is open to all because in Jesus' time and in our time, communion is for all people. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away as we did so many times and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. Jesus healed the sick, he fed the hungry, and he ate with folks like us, with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, Jesus took the cup. He gave thanks to you. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the cup of my covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. As we together proclaim the mystery of our faith, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these your gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, and this, your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. My friends, because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we will all partake of this one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. This cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. My friends, the banquet has been set, and you are invited. Come to join the feast.